Our reading for this morning is recorded in the book of Acts, the second chapter, beginning with the 42nd verse. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved. And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. Our lesson and our theme for this week deals a great deal with the challenge of Christian charity, helping others. And I think the one big challenge with this Christian charity has to do with, really illustrated by this guy I know. It kind of, one of those guys that ruins everything for you. He was, he mooched off the system. He was totally a freeloader, just entirely mooching. And the worst part was, is if you asked him about his mooching, he wouldn't even be ashamed about it. He'd be one of those guys that would think, like, I got this coming, just relax. One of those moochers that's mooching so much, not even really aware, not even coming to grips with that level of mooching. So the question is, okay, who is this epic moocher? What are we going to do to stop him? Well, the moocher that I'm talking about is you, actually. Did you see that coming? You. You're the great moocher. We all are the great moocher that I'm talking about. But isn't it funny that when we think of some guy mooching the system, some freeloader taking handouts, isn't it funny that maybe the first thing we think about is someone else doing that? Scarcely do we come to grips with our own freeloading and mooching ways that got us to where we're at. And if we realized how much mooching or how many things we've gotten that we absolutely haven't deserved and in fact deserve the opposite of, we would be a lot more humble about how we treat other people. We'd be a lot more humble about the idea of Christian charity. And see, the tough part is that Christian charity is really a pretty simple, straightforward concept, this sharing and helping those in need. The lesson is pretty straightforward. I'll read the critical verse for us. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. That's not crazy talk. It's sharing. With those words, as anyone had need, it clarifies it's not just communism, it's not everyone gets everything, it's not what everyone wants, it's sharing as there is need, unto out of the ordinary, miraculous about that. And yes, there's selling of possessions, but it doesn't say selling all possessions. It's straightforward Christian charity. But again, the difficulty comes in on our end often, with this challenge of not recognizing who we really are and how we have lived and thrived and gotten by on mooching, and thus we should be a little bit more understanding of other people that need things because we ourselves haven't earned or got the stuff that we have by our own level of greatness. I mean, it's so easy for us to assume that we haven't mooched a day in our lives, that I'm here and awesome and doing what I'm doing because I've worked hard for it. I got good grades. I did the stuff I was supposed to do. I've earned it. Other people, if they would have just worked hard like me, they would be having this or that too. And so that's the great challenge is first we need to come to grips with the fact that we really haven't worked our way to where we're at, and that absolutely everything is a gift from God. That's why Luther's explanation in the first article is really so helpful to think about. If you had to memorize that, maybe at the time you thought, wow, this is a rambling mess of difficulty in memorizing it. But in a lot of ways, isn't it such a good thing that it's just such this epically huge list of things that God provides us with that, wow, that's impressive that it's a little tricky to memorize because there's so many things that God has actually done for us. Listen again to what Luther writes about that the Father has given me my body and soul, eyes and ears and all my members, my reason, all my senses, and still preserves them and richly and daily, provides me with food and clothing, home and family, property, goods, all I need to support this body and life. And it actually goes on from there. And what that shows us is that everything that we have is totally give credit to God for. And I think what makes Luther's explanation so amazing is that he does hit home with the fact that it's stuff like reason and senses and abilities that are also gifts from God. So the point to take home is that even if it looks like I've earned stuff or worked hard to get where I'm at, it's all still 100% a gift from God. But it's a problem because it's easy for us to think of, oh, I'm a self-made person. And it doesn't help that we're in America, too, and we have this idea of go from a nobody to being a wealthy big deal by just putting in that effort. Well, when we realize the severity, if we buy into the severity of what we need from God, from Luther's explanation, the first article, there's really not a whole lot of room for, yeah, I did this on my own. Because even our ability to do something is from God, so everything is 100% a gift from Him. And yet, that gets, you know, that's the problem with charity, is that when we view ourselves as self-made and that we're so great to get where we're at, we're going to look down on others that seem less fortunate, and then we're not going to want to help out because they're thinking, well, they should have done more. The reality is none of us deserve absolutely anything that we got that's good. And if it even looks like we worked hard for it, even God gave us the abilities to do that sort of thing. Mooching is kind of a funny word, though. What is the difference between mooching and receiving a gift? I mean, mooching is getting something that you haven't worked for or deserved, and maybe even the opposite. You've been not doing what you should have done, and yet you get something anyways. And that is almost eerily similar to grace, isn't it? That God loves us and gives us gifts and things. Not only do we not earn or deserve it, but we've kind of done the opposite. And yet He still gives us these gifts and wonderful things, not only in this life, but eternally as well. If some beggar snuck up on you and just punched you in the stomach, you would probably not give that beggar a dollar. And yet, what does Jesus do? He took a lot of beatings, and whipping, and crown of thorns, and crosses, and stuff like that. He went through all of that suffering and death for you, even though we didn't deserve it, even though we did the opposite of deserve it. He did all of that to take away your sins, and He was perfect. He followed God's law perfectly so that any mess-ups on our part would be covered over and wiped clean. And He died on that cross and rose again so we could be having the greatest gift of all, which is eternal life, resurrection of our own, something that truly and completely is a gift, something we haven't deserved. And so God has been really big on charity. We've done nothing to deserve it. We've deserved the opposite, and yet God is so great and wonderful that He does all of this stuff anyways and just showers us with gift upon gift, charity upon charity, handout upon handout, not only in this life, providing us with food, clothing, and shelter, but eternally taking care of us, even in heaven itself. And that sort of a concept, keeping in mind God's great and awesome charity to us, helps flavor our lives so that we can have a proper Christian understanding of charity toward others. That everything we have is a gift. Our mountainous stuff that God has given us is truly and purely a gift. And so when we see others in need, it helps to know, well, all of my stuff is a gift, and God has been charitable to me. It helps us be more welcome to the idea of charity to other people and making use of those opportunities. And it's a wonderful thing that is an aspect of the church and our synod. You know, we have Board for Christian Service and gifts going out that way, but also in towns you have food pantries and rescue missions and shelters and things like that to truly help. And so those are aspects of Christian charity, and we can rejoice in those areas and understand them only in view of realizing we have not deserved anything good from God, and yet he's given us so much in this life and eternally as well. And so, yeah, the Christian charity can be a tough topic to discuss. Part of it is that it punches us in the self-righteous part of us and tells us that we're not a self-made man and that we haven't deserved anything and we've deserved bad things, and yet instead God gives us good things. But what a joy when we think about charity, because it reminds us, yeah, we've survived on charity, but isn't it great to know that God is big into that and charitably gives us absolutely everything we need in this life and eternal life. So it's not such a bad thing to live off of charity when we know God is there to take care of us and provide for us now and eternally. Amen. Please rise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, never shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let's join in prayer. We pray the prayer for the week in the handout. Almighty and everlasting God, you have made us heirs of your eternal and great promises. Increase in us daily the gifts of faith, hope, and love, that we may love all that you command, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with our next hymn.